Welcome to the Rank Up Now show. We are the Run Guys. My name is Nick Anderson.
And I'm Kyle Weber.
And in today's episode, we're talking about three steps to success as a college dropout. If you're listening to the podcast, you're watching on YouTube, make sure to smash the subscribe button. This is going to be a great episode. University on wheels, right?
Yes.
You might be going to a university right now, or you possibly dropped out of school. We're driving to California for an entrepreneur, a marketer's mastermind, where we're going to be getting access to even more secrets to help you grow your marketing business online. And if you right now are listening to this and you are a college dropout, or you're going through school, you're going through university, this is the real University on Wheels.
Run.
Yes, and right now as we're driving, it just makes us think about how much we need to share with you our stories. You know, Nick and myself, Kyle here, as you listen, as you watch in, you see, we're on the run, but people don't realize we're college dropouts. We didn't drop out. We dropped in to our full potential. And that's what we want for you as you're listening in right now, is we want you to drop in to your full potential. You're not a goofball, all right? You're not a weirdo, but don't get me wrong. Nick and myself, Kyle, we were looked at growing up in school as goofballs.
Class clowns.
We were the ones that were like, okie dokie. Like, when we were too optimistic, they were like, stop. They were like, you know, you have ADHD. A dude has a dream.
Write that down. Write that down.
Of course I have ADHD. Every entrepreneur, it's their way of saying you have a disease. But this is the thing. Dis-ease. Ugh. Like, I don't want any of that. I know you don't want any of that. So we're going to share with you our stories. I'm going to go into my story here quick and tell you way back in the day when I was going through school, I grew up in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, a small town in Minnesota, but actually next to a big town called Stillwater, Minnesota, about 25 minutes away from St. Paul, Minnesota. Places that you would come into is the Mall of America. Everyone from around the world would come there. And it's a great place to grow up, but it also was a place where people didn't, in my opinion, see what I saw. So I had to fly away. So I remember when I was about 19 years old, all my friends, when they were 18, were being told, what college are you gonna go to? Which, oh, so you're gonna go to that college? Oh, great. And I remember everyone has, and not sure when you're listening in right now, but everyone has that college graduation, Nick. You know what I'm talking about. The college graduation where all the parents come by and they say, congratulations on graduating. Now, where are you going to go?
What are you going to do?
What you going to do?
What you going to do, Jimmy?
And I remember, and maybe you can relate with this, that feeling of being like, I don't know why, but in my gut, I don't know what I'm doing. Meaning, like, I don't know if this is even for me. So I remember going to college. I took great classes, went to Century College in White Bear, Minnesota, and I took this one class, psychology and sociology. I took this other class, communication, speaking. And I just remember the other classes that didn't pertain to what it is that I wanted. I was like, this is not maybe for me. So I was sitting around a bonfire. Everyone's going off to college, right? And at the time, I just knew I was a little bit different. And I remember my friend across that was going to be in construction. He didn't want to go off to college, but he looks at me straight in the face across. I remember, I'll remind you. Like, if you can think, you can be in this setting right now. Imagine a whole bunch of friends talking about how they're going to go off to college. And then a friend right across the bonfire saying to you, hey, Kyle, do you want to move to Florida next Tuesday with me? And I had to sit there, and everyone was like, they stopped talking. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yes, I do. I'm moving down to Florida next Tuesday. They're like, you guys are not going to move down to Florida next Tuesday. We didn't have a map. We just knew we were going to hit a blue-looking ocean thing. We packed up our stuff inside an old-school F-150 truck, and we just drove.
The real question.
Did it have a Hemi? It didn't have a Hemi. That was a Dodge. It was a truck. It was an F-150, and we got in that car. I'm telling you, we got in that truck. My mom was crying. I don't know if you ever had that moment, too, as well. I mean, I'm going to get into Nick's story here in a second, but I'm here to tell you across this video, across this, as you're listening into this, you know, University on Wheels, we're driving, right? Because we were driving towards a goal, a dream that we had, and we did not want to stick. My business partner at the time and I did not want to stick around the status quo. We had this burning desire of wanting more, of leaving an impact, of leaving a legacy for our last names. And it wasn't that you can't get that at a job, but there was something about it when I was going to school that just felt wrong. And I'm not sure if you can relate with that, but it just did not feel like that's what I needed to do. And I don't tell anybody, Nick and myself, we never tell anybody to drop out of school. We just don't do that. But we will tell you to drop in to your full potential. So Nick, if you want to share your story too, it's very inspiring. Nick's story and I, and how he kind of, maybe he'll kind of like tell you how it all intertwines and stuff, but how we all met and things like that. But his story really hits home too, as to why we are both college dropouts and how we're having success when people thought that we wouldn't.
And there was a real key in that part of the story that you guys, hopefully you picked up and you wrote it down. And I'll share what that key is, but I just know that if you grade a shark on its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life thinking that it's a loser.
Loser!
What a loser!
You're a loser!
And that's what the education system is doing to a lot of brilliant minds, to a lot of geniuses. Absolutely. You're listening to this right now, you're a genius. And 100%. The education system right now is grading you on your ability to climb a tree when you're a great white shark. You're a megalodon. And that number one thing, the number one skill to have success is to understand what niche you're diving into to become a specialist at, right? A shark is a specialist at eating fish, right? A shark is a specialist at being a shark. A shark is not trying to be a dolphin. A shark is not trying to be a whale. A shark is not trying to be a human being. It's being a shark. So you cannot get mad at a shark, you know, when it's a shark, because that's what it is. So when I was going through school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was switching my major dozens of different times. I was following in my friend's footsteps and almost living in his shadow, you know, doing whatever he did, because I wanted to be in the same classes and honestly cheat off of his paperwork because he was really smart. So I got straight A's in high school, a couple B's here and there, you know, sophomore and senior year.
Genius.
But at the same time, you know, I just chose everything that he chose. So when we went to college, first major was general psychology, right? As most people do. Then it was, you know, business, being general business. Then moving into exercise science and health, you know, doing a personal trainer. Then moving into, like, you know, a chemistry major. Then taking all these random classes like archery, you know, like camping and stuff in order to just get some credits. But at the same time, I didn't know what niche I wanted to specialize in. So I felt personally like I was wasting money going through school. And I was fortunate and blessed to have hardworking parents, you know, middle-class parents that worked very, very hard and gave myself, my older brother, my younger brother, everything that we wanted growing up, from family vacations, cruises, trips around the world, and, you know, giving us a pretty awesome lifestyle. And so they were supporting me through school, paying for my entire education. So when I was changing my major up over and over and over again, not knowing what niche to dive into to specialize in, I felt like I was wasting thousands of dollars of their own money. So I had a conversation with my mom one day, and I asked her, I said, how many millionaires are there in our family heritage? And she had to pause and think for a second. And then she, you know, after shuffling through the family tree in her head, she looks back at me and she says, not a single one. Jeez. And so I was 19 years old at the time. And so I responded back, I'm going to be the first one. My cocky little 19-year-old self thought it was going to be a lot easier than it actually was diving into the industry of network marketing at the time. You know, my friend, which was a good buddy in the fraternity at the time that I was in, I went to the University of Idaho. He drove down from Seattle to pick me up. I packed all of my stuff up. This was within a week's notice. I told my mom, all right, well, I'm dropping out of school this year. I'm going to pursue this network marketing thing and see if it's right for me. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll enroll back into school. Now, what happened was he picked me up. We went to Seattle. We spent a good, you know, year and a half building that business, traveling around the Northwest, doing home events, meetings, the old school methods of marketing, handing out business cards. But I made a decision to specialize, number one, in that niche. But I didn't have number two, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I understood that I wanted to become a network marketing professional. All right. Keyword, network. Right, so I needed to build a big network. Like Robert Kiyosaki says, your network determines your net worth. Your Rolodex, how many people you know that are successful, will determine how much money you make, right? Because you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with through osmosis, through energy on a spiritual level. You absorb their belief systems. And from a physical level, just raw meat in the flesh, like learning from them, right? Talking with them, understanding where they're coming from, their paradigms. and learning from them on a daily basis. So I started surrounding myself with very, very successful people in the network marketing industry, fully immersing myself. Kyle did the exact same thing, and that full immersion is what gave us the paradigm to make millions, not only in the industry, but outside the industry as well as just being entrepreneurs. And being a young 19-year-old kid, I had a lot to learn. After about a year and a half, I'm going to be honest, I failed. I didn't succeed in that business, built a team of like close to 1,000 people, but was not making that much money. That company, you know, decided to leave it. And I ended up having to move back home at my parents' house. Imagine having to tell your parents that you are going to drop out of school or you're going to be done with this, you know, when they think that's the way that you're supposed to become successful is through college, and you having to move back home and telling them that you failed. That was so brutal. That was tough emotionally for me, because I had to let them know that I'm doing, no matter what it takes, I'm doing whatever it takes. I'm going to do this until I become successful. So for the next year, 2 years, I stayed in my room. I neglected my social life. You know, I didn't go to the bars. I didn't go and, you know, I turned down all these different parties. I turned down all the different social events. And I started fully immersing myself even more into the books, into the audios, into the tapes, into the seminars. And then finally had my breakthrough in the online space without having to go out there and do the home events, hand out business cards, having to do the cold prospecting, the old traditional forms of networking, right? And I learned keyword number two, which is marketing. I learned how to become a professional marketer. I learned the secrets, the marketer secrets, in order to be able to build a successful, write this down, this is number two in the three steps, a successful brand. You got to have a successful brand, all right? And so then the brand has been growing over the past few years. And after doing this for over 7 years, you know, the brand, we're still getting started, but at the same time, we've made some major progress. But Kyle is an expert at branding, right? And I learned some amazing things, not only to expand my vision to the next level, but when we started collaborating together, that's how it took our brand Rank Up Now to that next level.
So it's really powerful here. And I think as we take this all in, right? What number one, like Nick was talking about, is your niche, like niche. What makes you stand out from everybody else within the industry of what you're starting, right? Like, what makes you different? So let's say if you were cutting hair, everyone cuts hair, for gosh sakes. My whole entire mother's side was professional hairdressers, but they did specific type of hair. Remember, professional hairdressing. And if you're going to get into something, be something that's very specific, niche based, so people know if they think of something, they think of you. So your brand, number two, is so important. If I were to go into the car business, which I did back in the day, I was in the car business, and I said, okay, so all these people have been doing it for 30 plus years or 8 years or 10 years. I'm going to come in here as the young guy and teach these older guys how to brand and how important a brand is. And I'm going to do it very fast. And they're going to be like, what the heck? And a lot of them joked around when I called myself Car Kyle. I was Car Kyle. So if you're thinking of getting a new or used car, think Car Kyle. Then call Kyle. Mm. Right? So I remember everyone being like, okay, Car Kyle. Okie dokie, Car Kyle. And then eventually people came in and said, yes, I need to speak to Car Kyle. See what I'm saying? There's a guy named DJ Khaled. Another one. We the best. You have to create something.
I got the keys.
Like RUN, R-U-N. It stands for Rank Up Now. You need to run it up. Make money by annoying the out of people with your brand. So it's so specific. It's so specific. It's so in their head that even if they're going to make fun of you because it's so in their head, they're always going to be thinking of it. And it's almost haunting them because your brand is so great at what it does. There's big name companies, Nike, just do it. There's big name companies like Coca-Cola. When you hear that, you think it's either Coca-Cola or it's Pepsi. One of the two biggest brands have embedded in your mind, whether you go to a theater, they have what? Their brand is in your head.
Yep.
So with that being said, we're going to number three, but I hope you get an idea as to create the niche, know what you're doing, what kind of industry are you going to get into. If you're going to do network marketing, for example, what kind of business means you? Is it travel? Is it Forex? Is it CBD? Is it whatever? What are you going to actually stand for? And what is your brand going to be? Don't talk about the name of the company, because companies will come and go, but your brand is eternal.
And if you lead with your brand, then you're going to be a leader and generate more leads, right? A leader leads from the front. And if you attach your personal brand, right, to a company that you're building, whether it's your own company that you're launching as a successful college dropout, or you're marketing as like an affiliate marketer, you're doing e-commerce, you're doing Forex, you're doing network marketing, having a personal brand that you can back behind a company. Like, for example, RankUp Now is our company that we own. We have tangible technology. It's a real business with real employees.
With right? millions of dollars of software.
And at the same time, RankUp Now is the brand. When you think of run, when you want to run, where do you go to? Where do you run to? You run to RankUp Now. That's the acronym, RankUp Now. So we are unconsciously programming the marketplace with our brand, RankUp Now, because every time they say, man, I got to run. Hey, let's run up a check.
Trigger.
No, I got to, first you crawl, then you walk, then you run.
Fireman, run the game.
Yeah, run the game. Who runs the world? Who runs the world? RankUp Now. Ladies run the world. Right?
No, guys.
Yeah, too. So for every single successful king, there's a queen. So think about this for a second, all right? So your brand, back behind your company, my brand name is Run Life Nick, right? First you run your life, otherwise your life will run you. If you don't run your business, then your business will run you. So I'm always ranking up now. I'm unconsciously programming myself with my brand name, because your brand name dictates not only your behavior, but it dictates the culture of your community. I want you to write that down. That's how important a brand is, right? Your brand name dictates your behavior and the culture of your community, okay? So having a personal brand that you can lead with on the forefront, then you're gonna be, people will be reaching out to you, major corporations and companies, in order to sponsor your brand, to not only speak at corporate events, at different company events, but you're gonna be getting hooked up, getting different deals and different stuff to elevate your not only your brand, but your company to that next level. So if you wanna be a public speaker, just understand your college degree does not determine your level of success, right? If we were to go in and apply to get a job, which we'd never do, we're psychologically unemployable, right?
Yeah,
we're working for ourselves. A real boss doesn't have a boss. But if we are going to apply for a job to work for someone else, we will get in a marketing firm, right? If we're going to apply for a marketing position, we'll get hired over anyone with a college degree, because we have real experience in the field of marketing. We could show them the track record of the millions of dollars in sales that we have done for different marketing companies, and show them what we've done on social media, our branding, everything that we put out there. So they know that, hey, these guys are proven to get results. They don't just have a piece of paper that says they've learned from a book, but they haven't done anything in the field. A doctor, right? A doctor has to go to school for like 10 years. They have to practice for like, what, 4 to 5 years or 10 years of practice? How does that even work?
Dude, do you hear the word that he just explained? Practice. They have to practice. They call it practice because practice makes you perfect. But it's funny, because when you go through school as a university, you ever notice how they don't practice you into whatever you want to become? They just say, oh, you have the eligibility, you're eligible to go and do it, but then
not
all
guaranteed.
Of a sudden you go to the job. I've done this before. You go to the job and they say, what's your experience? It's like, dude, have you ever done this as you've maybe graduated and now you're going out to get a job and you cannot get the job you thought you could get because they ask for experience? It's kind of like, listen here, mother. Like, I don't know why I can't get this job. Well, you should know that your value is skills. You have to create the skills. You don't need to go to back to school to get more schooling. You need to create the value, and the value is by you producing and having the experience that Nick was talking about, so that you can be and do and have for the company that they want you to go. You have to literally be the product that has more value to that company, and they'll hire you. But this is the kicker. They hire you, and then they can fire you. But in between there is called tired. You get hired, you get tired, then you get fired.
Oh, write that down.
And then you get fired up, just like I had. I remember getting hired at a job, getting tired, like, what the heck? I'm just exhausted. I'm getting torn down. I don't like the way they treat me. If I go and question authority, which I did, remember, if you question authority, it's called corporate suicide for a reason. You're working in a corporate America position. There's corporate suicide because everyone's not trying to lift you up usually on the average. They're not trying to let you go and take their job. But what I love about marketing and why this is so neat is because if you get hired, you get tired, you get fired, you get fired up.
Then you get inspired.
Then you get inspired.
And hopefully we're saying something to inspire you right now to do something different, to identify your niche. What do you want to go into, right? If you're going into network marketing, then go all out with it. If you're going into Forex, go all out with it. If you're getting into
traction marketing,
go all out with it. If you're
affiliate
getting into
marketing,
affiliate marketing, public
relationship
speaking,
marketing,
whatever it is that you're getting into, specialize. Be a specialist, right? Most college graduates, they graduate with a specialist degree, right? We think that having a college degree is great. If you are a doctor, you're a lawyer, you need to have a specialist degree. Like, I would not trust someone that has studied at YTU, YouTube University, to be a doctor if they've not gone through their specialization training. So college is good if you're specializing, but if you're not specializing, you are wasting every single penny. If you're just trying to get a psychology degree, you're wasting your penny. If you're getting a communications degree, you're wasting every single penny. You're wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever you're spending, but you got to get a specialist degree. So specialize in a niche, build your brand that is specialized in that area, and understand that if you're working a job right now, or if you're building your own business, you are not getting paid per hour. Your salary is not per hour. You're getting paid for the value that you put into the hour.
Woo!
So in order to increase your salary at a job, you have to increase the value that you're bringing to that corporation. Or if you decide after you get hired, then you're tired. Before you get fired, you have to get inspired, right? Then once you're inspired, you can make a decision to start your own business or be a marketer and market someone else's business to earn a percentage of the sale, right? We love the network marketing industry. We love the affiliate marketing industry. Those two industries right there, absolutely fantastic, because you don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to start your own physical franchise like a restaurant or a store or anything.
Even e-com.
You can start for a couple hundred dollars. You can sell your Xbox, sell your games. That's what I did when I dropped out of school, which we don't recommend dropping out of school. We recommend finishing what you start, but specialize in what you decide to do. Now, here's the thing. Sell stuff that isn't making you money. Sell your TV, sell your game, sell your Xbox, sell the stuff that is wasting your time and put it into a business. And that brings us to number three, invest in a system. Have a proven system, because a system stands for save yourself time, energy, and money. That's why we wanted to create RankUp Now as that system for marketers to become professionals in their niche that they choose to go into, right? Because we have specialized in helping network marketers, direct sales, home-based business owners rank up now in their primary businesses, because our primary focus is to keep you focused so you become a producer. And what does a producer do? A producer produces. A producer produces results, so they become a professional. I want you to write that down. A producer produces results, so they become a professional. Right? The three P's. You got to produce, right? Results to become a professional, right? And that's how you become, I guess, powerful. I don't know what the three P's are, but that system, super, super powerful, super, super powerful. And you got to plug into a proven system from those who have the results that you want. Here's the key here, major, major key right now to write this down. Only take advice and accept the beliefs from those who have the results that you want. Listen to everybody, value their feedback, but only accept the beliefs and the advice and do what they do. For those who have the results that you want, you get the same results. A lot of teachers and professors are teaching out of a textbook that is 50 years old. The textbook is outdated. Majority of textbooks, by the time they have to mass produce them and print them and ship them and get them to all the colleges, the information in them is so old that it's not relevant to this day and age. In marketing classes that I took in school, they were teaching billboard advertising. They were teaching like telephone directories, newspaper advertising, which is going to be outdated. They were not teaching social media marketing. Kids nowadays are not looking up at the stars and studying the constellations. They're looking down at their phones and they're looking into these apps like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat in order to see what's going on out there in the world, right? They're not looking up anymore. I mean, yeah, they are here and there, but they're studying more on their phones. So where energy goes, attention flows, and energy is the currency of the universe. So when you pay attention to something, you purchase that experience energetically. So when people are paying attention to social media, when they're paying attention to the Rank Up Now podcast, the Rank Up Now YouTube channel, you are purchasing this experience, whether you pay for it monetarily or not. But how do you get people to pay money? You have to bring value to the marketplace. The more value that you bring, it initiates the law of reciprocity. And the law of reciprocity states that when you give something to someone for free, they feel an unconscious, deep down desire to give something back to you in return, right? So as we give, then when we plug rankupnow.com, those who appreciate all the value that we've given throughout the course of our content will go to rankupnow.com and they will put up a little bit of money to get access to our system.
Yep, save yourself time, energy, and money system. It's not what works, it's what duplicates. If you're in relationship marketing, you want to duplicate your whole entire organization, your staff. You want them to jump on. If they get a lead, they get a prospect, call a prospect. Get on the call right away. If you're in network marketing, you need to create pure duplication on fire to make an organization in sync all around the world. You can get inspired. If you're attraction marketing or affiliate marketing, you just need to have the great sales process into whatever offer you have to sell. You need a system. So the three things, let's just kind of like, you know, the conclusion here, or like the, let's wrap it up here. The niche, your niche, right? Your brand.
Knowing more about your perfect system. Perfect customer.
Yep.
Than they know about themselves, right? So you're specializing in an industry and you know who you're speaking to within that industry. So you know who you're helping, right? Because there's three questions you got to ask yourself right here. Question number one is, what do you do? Number two is, why do you do it? And number three is, who do you serve? Who do you help? All right. So identify that within your niche. Like Kyle just said, your brand, right? Building your brand, knowing what your brand is about. Those three questions will really help you specialize within your branding about what you do, why you do it, who you serve. And last but not least, leverage a proven system. So if you want to leverage Rank Up Now risk-free, head on over to rankupnow.com. If it's not the right time for you, then just subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, keep on running back, all right? Because our mission, our purpose is to help you rank up now in your business, understand what it takes in order to become an online marketing professional.
And we want you to know this right now as you're listening and as you're watching our content. I'm talking to you, specifically to you. You, my friend, are a legend. You're an icon. You're leaving a legacy for your last name. Just because you did not go to school, just because you did not go to college, doesn't make you a piece of crap. Doesn't make you lesser than anyone else. You are God's highest form of creation.
So act
like
it.
You're built into an icon right now, and as you're listening to this entire podcast and listening to this video, but you also beat out over 42 million sperm in order to be here. Don't you dare think for 1 second that you are not meant to be here. You were born on purpose to find your purpose. If you believe in yourself like we believe in you right now, go share this with someone. And share with them because you genuinely care. Share with them if you have a team. Share with your team. If you see value, hear value, you want more value, keep coming, keep running back this podcast. Our dream for you is that you rank up now, you jump up on stage, you share your testimony with the world. We believe in you. We believe in you. Believe. Teach other people, inspire other people, be the one, get it done. We'll see you in the next video. We'll see you in the next podcast.
Comment your niche below that you're in right now.
Yeah, why not?
That way we can see what niche you are choosing to specialize in. And we look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. We look forward to seeing you on the next video. And we also look forward to seeing you
on the beaches of the world. Running till I'm running out of breath. I got dreams to catch. Running till I'm running out of breath. I got dreams to catch. Running till I'm
out of breath. I got dreams of cash. Caught a few, I'm looking for the rest.